The genius in me thinks, speaks, writes. The genius in me thinks, speaks, writes. How does the genius in me think and speak and write? How does the magic in me, all the ideas that I have, that I dream about and that I wonder about, how do all the things that happen in my world come about? And how do I know they're happening? How do I have an ability to think and speak and write the genius that's within me? Well, truly, that's the only thing I can do, is to think and speak the right and write the genius that is within me. For the genius in me wants to shine forth, wants to come out, wants to express, and it does not it does not consider that it is a genius. It's just me. It's just who I am. It's just who you are. It's just who each is. We are the magic beings, and we have within us such wondrous, magical things, such magnificent ideas, such creative thoughts that we have never really given attention to, and that we can. We can give attention to all of those wonderful thoughts that come up in our mind and say to us, hey, why not think about this? Why not think about that? Why not think about how you could make the world a little better place? Let's take that as an issue. How can we make the world a better place? How can we make the world a better place? You and I, individually, separately, by ourselves. How can we, with our genius, make the world a little better place? Well, we have often said thoughts are things, and they are nonetheless things. Every thought we think is a thing. And so if I think a thought about improving the world and seeing the world the way I'd like to see it, I say all is in divine order right now. All the world is in divine order right now. I say every country on earth is satisfied to be itself. Every country on earth is like a little child. They're playing in their own sandbox and they're having a grand time doing it. They're not wanting to go and steal somebody else's sandbox. They're not wanting to go and live in somebody else's house and so forth. They want to live in their own house with their own parents. They want to be in their own world. They want to do their own things. Now, if I can visualize all the world, and visualize is a thought, is a thing, if I can visualize in all the world, everyone is happy in their own backyard. Everyone is happy in their own world. Oh, they might travel. They might travel the world and get all sorts of neat ideas that they see acted in other countries and other worlds. And then they come home. They don't want that other world. They don't want all those things those other people are doing, because that's something those people want. They want what they want. Each person who goes to travel around the world and comes back home, they see wonderful things where they go. And they see wonderful people where they go. And they see wonderful events where they are. And they think, how great that is. Yes, from my own travels around the world, I've been to many, many countries, and I've looked at many, many people. And always, as Hogan says in Hogan's Heroes, people are pretty much the same wherever you go. Wherever you go in the world, people are pretty much alike. Because people are people. We are human beings. We are divine beings. We all have the same creativity within us. We all have the same imagination within us. We all have the same dreams and desires and goals within us. And as we have these things, what are we going to do? How are we going to let the genius in us think and speak and act? How are we going to let the genius in us think and speak and write and tell our wonderful story? Well, that's the wonderful thing about it. We read stories about what people do in other countries, and we think how wonderful or how sad. And we think we want to duplicate what they're doing, and we think other things we don't want to duplicate. But the genius in us says, hey, I can do anything anyone else does on earth. I can do anything, and I can do it better, because I am doing it to make me happy. And so I look at other people on earth, and I look at how they live, and I say, peace, enjoy yourself. May all your dreams come true and all your desires come true for you to enjoy yourself right where you are, right where you want to be. Everyone wants to be home. Everyone wants to be in their home. Everyone wants to be in their where they live and what is important to them. They want to have that place that is so vital to them, so marvelous to them. They want that because that's what they're all about. That's what they're all about. They want to be so marvelous. They want to be so wonderful. And in being so marvelous, in being so wonderful, what are they doing? Each one is in their own home. What do people want to do when they go visiting? They want to go home afterwards. All of us want our own world, our own country, our own community, our own family. And the genius of our life is when we make our own home, our own family, our own country, the thing that is the most wonderful thing in the world. When we make where we live the most desirable thing on earth, and we don't want anyone, anything that anybody else has. We don't want anything that anybody else feels is so important to them. We only want things that are important to us. We only want things that are important to us and that say to us that that's what we are. That's who we are. That's why we are. And we don't want anything from anybody else but their love. And we give them our love. We give them our peace. We give them our desire for all good in their world. This is what life is all about. This is what genius is all about. Genius is using what you have, where you are, and delighting in it. Genius is being the magical person you are, wherever you are, and being the happiest, most wonderful, magical person in the entire universe. Genius is letting out from within you all the wonderful things that are there. Who invented the light bulb first? Who invented the telephone and the radio and the television first? What country did that? Well, actually, they all came up with it pretty much about the same time. And as they came up with it pretty much the same time, what was happening to them? They were listening within. They were listening to the one source within, which is within each one of us. They were listening to the divine within them. They were listening to the magic within them that said, all is good and all is very good. And as they listened to this magic within them, they said to themselves, hey, that's interesting. An idea is floating around in the universe. They say an idea whose time has come. And the idea is floating around the universe, and you are harmonious with it. And you listen to that idea in your heart, and you come up with it. Now, you're not alone. People all over the world are coming up with those beautiful ideas because those are ideas that are universal. Those are ideas of genius. Those are ideas of genius when I think about it. When I speak about those ideas, when I write those ideas down, they are magical because that's who I am, magical. I am that wonderful, marvelous being that's so fantastic, that's so joyous, that's so fulfilled, that's so revealed because the genius in me thinks and speaks and writes and shines forth all the time. And the genius in people everywhere is the same thing. It thinks and speaks and writes all that it is. And it shines out in its most magnificent way, in its most complete way, in its most wonderful way. The genius in me thinks and speaks and writes, and I let it flow. I let it go. I let it be. For that genius in me is ready to reveal that which is universal in everyone, and that which makes me happy, makes me fulfilled, makes me feel just wonderful. I think that's what we all really want to do. We want to let that genius within us reveal itself in all the magic and all the wonder and all the glory that it is. And when it reveals itself, then I am the happiest person in the universe. Because I am at home, and I'm a genius, and I'm having fun being myself, living the reality of who I am now and forevermore. Join me in this wonderful adventure now. I love you. I love you. I love you.